Kieran Murphy, you're back in another Connacht Senior Schools final.
Yeah, we're over the moon. There was the aim at the start of the year to get back to the final after last year's disappointment, and we knew with the quality of Rice College today it was going to be a really tough task, but we managed to get over it, and yeah, we're ecstatic to be back in another final.
Absolutely. You played, well, you faced the elements in the first half, 2 points down at half time. Wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad, and you know, we were saying let's not be more than three down. We stuck to the game plan, we're only two down, and we knew we were in a good position then to implement our own game plan, attacking game plan in the second half. And that's what we did, and we got ahead, and then we had the setback of the back yard, but we hung on in there in the end.
Yeah, I mean, obviously at half time you got 6 points in a row without reply at the beginning of the second half. That put you sort of in command, and I won't say you were able to sit on it, but it was a bit of a cushion at least.
Yeah, we aimed to go out and press the kick out in the second half, and we had a lot of joy with that, and we got that commanding lead, but that school's football, it can change in an instant, and we got that black card, and then it was just hang on for dear life.
Yes, there was a couple of mysteries out there, A, what the black card was for, and B, what their penalty was for.
Yeah, I couldn't really see from my angle, but that was the decision of the ref, or they were the decisions of the ref, so you just got to roll with it, and we did, and I think the lads showed great composure and character and great calmness when all them setbacks happened, and as I said, we hung on in there.
I mean, defensively, you know, to concede just 1-6 was exemplary, some outstanding defending. I have to throw in a couple of names, just Stephen Curley got some cracking points in the second half, and sort of the free taking of Enamana, and it was exceptional also.
Yeah. The two boys are a joy to watch. You know, we're absolutely blessed to have them in the school, and it's been a great journey from first year to leaving cert with them. You know, I've got to watch them grow up into young men, and they're role models for everybody in the school, and they're a credit to their parents, their club, and as I said, to the school, and just two fantastic footballers, but put the work in. My God, they put the work in.
I believe the other semi-final, Summerhill and George, is on here tomorrow, so I'm assuming you'll be back here to have a look at that.
Yeah, we'll definitely come up for a look. It'll be a great game. Summerhill are the reigning champions. I think it's tomorrow night, yeah. So we'll come for a look, and then I suppose it goes back to, it becomes all about ourselves, and we'll prepare for a final, and we hope to go one better, but it definitely won't be easy. Anything can happen in schools.